another Mumia rule. Anyone even remotely familiar with my case knows about the Mumia rule. That's when the court or agency changes its rule or precedent to go against me. When Amnesty International wrote about my case, that was its essential focus, that laws and precedents that applied to other cases would be changed when it came to me. In fact, when my habeas corpus case went before the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, one judge, in dissent, Judge Ambrose, said, essentially, I know of no reason why we don't apply our precedents to Abu Jamal. There was one reason, the Mumia Rule. Now the Mumia Rule has been enacted into law, the so-called Victim Revictimization Act, signed into law by unconstitutional Tom, Pennsylvania's governor, Tom Corbett. What makes this remarkable is that Corbett, the former attorney general, knows perfectly well that this is an unconstitutional law in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution. He knows this, for he's a lawyer, and he also knows that an unconstitutional law is no law at all. Interestingly, he's so much a politician that he was busy running for governor when, under his very nose, children were being raped and abused in the Penn State scandal. As Attorney General, he was on Penn State's Board of Trustees at the time. These rapes and molestations were happening and did next to nothing until the scandal broke. Oh, he reportedly received a generous campaign contribution from the chairman of the board and members of the foundation run by Jerry Sandusky, the central figure in the Penn State scandal. Nice job, Tom. Too busy picking up campaign contributions to protect the kids? Every politician and every lawyer who supported this so-called law did so by knowingly violating their oath of office to protect and defend the Pennsylvania Constitution, Article 1, Section 7, and the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. They took an oath to honor the Constitution, not their campaign contributors. They took an oath to protect the constitutional rights of all Pennsylvanians, not just their funders, the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Pigs. By violating their oaths, they bring disrepute on their oaths and their office. By signing a law they knew to be unconstitutional, they departed from the realm of lawmakers and became legislative outlaws. They passed the Mumia Rule, yes, but the damage they have done is greater to themselves than to me. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.